Well, WikiLeaks today have released damning documents revealing controversial hacking methods within the CIA. The revelations come at a time when the Trump administration is under scrutiny from the intelligence agency for possible collusions with Russia during last year's election. So is it just a coincidence that these leaks have happened now, or could the release of the documents have been strategically timed to take the heat off Trump? Michael Magaly reports.
So first things first, the origins of these documents cannot be verified. But they state that the CIA, having become aware of security flaws in software made by Apple, Samsung, and Google, chose not to disclose this information to the companies, as it assisted them with spying. Ethical issues aside for now, the release of these documents comes at a time when the Trump administration badly needed a diversion from the hate building up against it, with the admin under scrutiny for alleged collusion with Russia during the US elections. It's also believed that Julian Assange has ties with Russia. So could the Russians and Assange have released the documents to take the heat off Trump? Dr. Dennis Muller, senior lecturer from the Center for Advancing Journalism.
It's very difficult to say. You could think of a scenario where someone thought, well, the CIA and the FBI are in Donald Trump's gun sights at the moment, and so perhaps by publishing this stuff we can embarrass them politically and make life even more difficult for them. That's perfectly possible. But that may not be the case. It may just be coincidence. But certainly, because of the embarrassment involved in the fact of the leak, I think the CIA can expect to come under a fair bit of political heat from the likes of Donald Trump, because, of course, CIA and the FBI are involved in conducting this investigation into the links between the Trump team, in particular the Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and the Russian ambassador. So any mud that can be flung at the security agencies just at the moment would certainly be in Donald Trump's interests.
Dr. Dennis Muller, senior lecturer from the Center for Advancing Journalism. The origins of the documents may never be known. However, the CEO of Sage International, John Bruni, believes despite this fact, the scandal has the potential to be particularly damaging to the organization.
This isn't the first sort of compromising of an intelligence agency. We've seen this thing before. We've seen the CIA having been compromised before. The NSA had been compromised with Edward Snowden. WikiLeaks developed its own reputation for purloining information and passing it on to the public domain quite some time ago. So this is not like the first time that we've seen an intelligence agency being compromised and its operations being compromised in this manner. So when we get a whiff of a story like this, there is already embedded within that story credibility. And now it's up to the authorities themselves to investigate and see whether or not there is any truth behind these allegations. And we're much more nuanced in the fact that these kind of incidents are going to be an ongoing aspect of fighting the intelligence wars into the future.
CEO of Sage International, John Bruni. While intelligence services provide an important service in the interests of national security, John Bruni believes the institutions need to be held more accountable for their methods.
I'm one of those guys who has been kind of in the security domain for quite some time, so I'm comfortable with the fact that there is going to be always covert operatives surveying aspects of our society for our own good. The problem, of course, is that the accountability factor needs to be, much more effort needs to be put into creating the accountability factor for the public. So the public will always know, because the public is actually funding all of these weird games that are being, you know, deployed between states. It all comes out of our taxes. And I think that when there is a problem or there's a deficiency, we ought to know, and then we should then say, okay, you guys, you're the spooks, you're in the black arts, go off and fix this problem, plug this gap, make sure it never happens again. Unfortunately, we don't have those checks and balances in play. We have government ministers who shield themselves behind national security, which means that they may be covering up legitimate national security concerns, but they also could be covering up a lot of mistakes and inherent organizational deficiencies. And that, I think, is the thing that worries me more than anything else.
Dr. John Bruni, CEO of Sage International, ending that report by The Wire's Michael Magaly.